This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects on an FEI Friday, wrapping up another good week here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Looks like Fred and a cast of idiots will be handling the show, at least short term.
I resemble that remark, sir.
Yes. AJ is kicking some serious tail. Looks like he may not be on time, as the case may be, based on the results of the poker tables and the bounty that he is kicking people's ass on.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'd be glad to stay because that way I can earn enough money to replace my screen.
That's a good point.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a great
point. That's why I made it.
Hey, all by the way, missing in action, in all the time that you've been missing, did you crack Barry's phone?
You dirty son of a – you. Okay. Yeah, you haven't even been over here, so that's not possible.
The Incredible Bulk has done it. It's over.
Incredible Bulk.
It's over. It's over. We have found it. We've identified the criminal, and we will proceed accordingly.
Boy, what a week I'm having.
So you're doing burlesque.
I'm doing burlesque. Have you ever been to a burlesque show?
I cannot say
not
that
tonight.
I have.
It'll be tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night. Sorry.
Yeah. You've never been to a burlesque show.
People are calling it bearlesque.
Nope. I am not dancing. I am just doing the comedy portion of burlesque.
This is tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
What time does it start?
7?
Right in your neck of the woods, Fred.
Well, I keep telling him, if he'll just come down to my side of town, I'll go to his shows. And my wife loves going to burlesque shows.
She does?
Yeah.
Warehouse Live. Right
Have you ever been to a Kiki Maroon burlesque show?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Kiki Maroon show.
Oh, okay. Then it'll be good.
Yeah.
So.
What, you don't think Barry's comedy alone would be good?
Well, I would go just for Barry, but, I'm just getting clarification.
I'm trying to pull up the damn
Warehouse
website.
Live is in your neck of the woods.
Oh,
right
there. Yeah.
Right there by the soccer stadium?
Yeah, doors at 7, shows at 8.
Intimate, so you can get up and close, personal, hugs.
But my sets are usually pretty short at a burlesque show, so I'll be doing 4 to 6 minutes. But I do two different 4 to 6 minute sets. So.
Really, that short?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's all about the dancing and the
I'm sure if you call Beth at Darling Way, you can get a couple outfits.
Nope. I just need jeans and a shirt.
I would say we're 50-50 just because the Texans game is the only thing. I got to figure out how to work around dealing with that.
Yeah.
But I otherwise, for no Texans game, I'd say 100% we're there.
I don't know. I don't think it's sold out. But sometimes her shows will sell out too.
I can probably get in.
You could probably. Yeah, I think.
Fred knows
I think you
people.
Might. You might know a guy on the show that I'm told I get a guest pass.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Are you relying on that for your
no,
people?
No, actually,
I think you know others.
Actually, I have a real good relationship with
Kiki,
with Warehouse. Actually,
now, Fred,
oh, do you?
Yeah, you so. Do know that the Texans?
Oh
game,
yeah, Jason Price.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There you go.
You do know that the Texans game is a 3 o'clock start.
Oh. Okay, so, that changes everything.
Look at that.
It clears it up for you.
As soon as I get the sports map stuff posted on Saturday, once
Boom,
my guys write it.
Be there.
Yeah, I'll talk to the wife, but that sounds like a plan.
There you have it. Plan in action simply because of the conversation taking place on The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, I like the burlesque shows because the crowds are very they're into the show, and they're usually rowdy, but not when the comedian comes on, which is good because you want people listening. But I've found that burlesque crowds are more forgiving and, I guess, understanding because a burlesque show is a lot about self-expression. It's not going to be – not every – I'm trying to think of how I can put this correctly and appropriately. Not every dancer has a perfect body. And so burlesque crowds go in knowing that that's the case. They're there for the fun. They're there for the excitement. There's no shaming going on. There's no meanness to be had. So it's a fun crowd.
But
if
you
really
mentioned that they're rowdy, right?
They can be rowdy.
They're a little bit rambunctious.
Yes.
You have mentioned on the show whenever you get the hecklers, when you get the people that are a little
bit
too
heckle.
Participatory. Okay, they don't. That's good.
They don't heckle because Kiki does a good job about saying, like, hey, when the comedian like, we want you to make as much noise as you can until the comedian comes on. Then everyone shut the bleep up. She literally says that before the show starts, and they're good about it. The last time I did it, man they were just super into it. They have a lot of fun. They know when to talk. They know when to not talk. So, yeah, it's great crowds.
And
it's
you don't
a
mind
show,
just,
too.
Just four and – how many times – 4 to 6 minute sets, but for how many do you do?
2.
Wow.
So I'll probably do the – I mean, some of you guys may have seen the Mattress Mac bit that I put online that kind of took off a little bit. I'll probably do that and then just come up with another 6-7 minutes to work around.
Wow, and then you're going to go see Ali Sadiq.
And then I will head over to the improv to watch Ali
Take
City
Fred with you. Take Fred and the
thing.
Wife.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun night.
So that's the gist of the weekend. Any other big plans?
Oh, is there a police chase going on?
I don't know. Yeah, somebody just sent it to me. I'm watching.
I saw Trey tweet something.
I'm trying to watch it online now.
You guys do play-by-play on the Blitz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys do like to do that.
They asked us if we would do it. That's not our thing, sir. We don't do play-by-play.
All it says is possible chases. Impaired driver leading deputies on chase.
Oh. Now, that it's a good thing you're here, Fred. I'd be like, what did Fred do now? It's a good thing you're in the building. Like, damn it, Fred, you're embarrassing us.
Man, I got the mother-in-law coming in.
Uh-huh.
Taylor's birthday Sunday. So happy birthday to my
happy
daughter, who's
going to
be three. But because of it, I have a to-do list like you wouldn't believe.
So what's on it?
So one of Lisa's coworkers gave Taylor a bed, but it doesn't have a mattress.
Okay.
I have to get that bed out of the garage. I got to get it to the second floor. I got to put it together. I got to go find a mattress, and I got to put it there because she said that mom. I told mom when we bought the bed, she's going to want to know why it's not in the house. If it's in the garage where it is, that it could get warped, and we could have all kinds of problems. So I have to do that, and then I told you guys about a 3 weeks ago, I cleared out our storage unit because we were just it's all in the garage. Now she said, well, my mom doesn't get in until 5 o'clock on Saturday, but can you get the whole garage cleaned up before 5?
What?
Yeah. So I luckily had bought shelves at Lowe's and everything, but I'm just going to be sweating my you-know-whats off in the garage just trying to put stuff away.
Dude, we gotta get you to be more forceful with Lisa.
Oh, no, that's not the case.
No, we got to get you to be like, you know what, woman?
If I could have shown you guys... And I saw some a-hole on Twitter talk about the fact we know who wears the pants in the family. Let me tell you something. When you're in a sound sleep and your wife is screaming bloody murder because she overslept at 2:50 in the morning, you just want to do whatever you can to get her out.
That is
just
true.
Just help her and get her out and try and make sure she's not late. Because I'm not going to lie to you, and we've talked about radio money, she is the cash cow in the family, so I just got to make sure that she keeps working. I mean, that is the bottom line of all bottom lines.
The truth comes out.
No question about it.
I'm the same way.
Y'all got sugar mamas?
I'm the same way.
Renato's the same way.
All right. I'm not going to lie. My wife makes more than me.
See?
But, I mean, you know.
That's why you get up in the middle of the morning to give her a kiss and
goodbye
and coffee.
That's just so I can get some work done.
Yeah, I'll tell you off air how much I'm about to inherit, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Y'all make me sick.
That,
Pink Valkyrie said she took her mom to Kiki's show last month and loved it. It's a lot of fun.
Word Thank God up. She didn't take her daughter. Just want to make
that
sure she
awkward.
Took her mom instead. Yeah. All right, before we get out of here, we do want to thank you and remind you, hey, if you're heading out after work, if you're heading from the Galleria or downtown and you're heading out towards Sugarland in that area, you want to stop by, it is Prime Social. It's 7801 Westheimer. Fred's going to be here doing the show with Barry, I believe. While AJ continues to kick butt at one of the tables, AJ and Lance are still participating in a big tournament here. But great place if you play poker and you want a place that you can hang out. It's safe, it's clean, and it's a good environment with some great poker players. Stop by Prime Social this weekend and get yourself in a tournament or a couple of hands and have some fun. We've had some fun all week delivering our product to you, and hopefully you've had some fun listening. Like I said, the Blitz is coming up next. Fred, AJ will be at the table, so Barry will be filling in. So you guys have a great weekend, and we will talk to you all again on Monday. Never
can get to the one. Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
The Sugarland Skeeters are back for another exciting home stand. Join us for another Margarita and Dollar Dog Monday. Plus, Mondays are Military Mondays. Fans with military ID get in free. Tuesdays are two for Tuesdays, so buy one, get one field box tickets. Then on Wednesdays, kids 12 and under get free admission. Don't miss out on Thirsty Thursdays, $2 beer and sodas. Fridays are always exciting with post-game fireworks shows. Sugarland Skeeters games are always affordable family fun. Check out the schedule and get your tickets now at SugarlandSkeeters.com.
Astros fans, tune in this Friday as the Astros take on the Los Angeles Angels. Pre-game coverage starts at 8:30 p.m. on their TV home, AT&T Sportsnet. Live the moment and watch every game, every pitch, only on AT&T Sportsnet. Net.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/try. That's ZipRecruiter.com/try.
Coffee shop, gas station, grocery store, Polly's Palace of Fine Coats. One of these purchases is not like the others. Sound suspicious? We thought so too. Today, we're recommitting to you and continuing to help keep your money safe, like alerting you to certain card activity we find suspicious. If it's not your purchase, we'll help you resolve it. Wells Fargo. Established 1852. Reestablished 2018. Availability may be affected by your mobile carrier's coverage area. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Always the hottest, coolest time. Let's go to Schlitterbahn.
Schlitterbahn Water Park, Galveston. Get discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's time to discover the new Buick and get 18% below MSRP on most 2018 Encore models when you finance through GM Financial. That can mean $4,715 below MSRP on a 2018 Encore Preferred. Excludes 1SV. Includes $728 price reduction below MSRP and $3,987 purchase allowance. Discover the new Buick at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton or online at LanceZCars.com.
Based on MSRP of $26,190, not compatible with special finance, lease, and some other offers. Some customers will not qualify. Take retail delivery by August 31st, 2018.
Hey, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed your tax returns, you need to know the IRS is the most relentless collection agency on the planet, and they have the power to take everything you own. Home, autos, paycheck, any asset you have, and there's no safe hiding place. But here's the good news. There are programs that can stop all collection activity with no payments for 2 to 3 years. Programs that can dramatically reduce or eliminate what you owe. Even payment plans that now stretch out to 84 months. But you have to call to see if you qualify. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-572-2806. That's 1-800-572-2806. When you call the National Tax Relief Hotline, you'll get free info on these special government programs. You can also stop collection calls, wage garnishments, and remove tax liens and levies. But you have to call today to see if you qualify. The info is free, but these programs may not be around forever. So call 1-800-572-2806. That's 1-800-572-2806. Call 1-800-572-2806 today.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, the weekend is almost here. For some of you, it probably already is. And we're getting our poker on. At least some of us are. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J.'s in the building. Barry Laminack's going to be sitting in for a while. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESP at your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Barry is funny, at Producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And no, you cannot watch us on live stream because we're out here at Prime Social, which is just an awesome poker club, and AJ played the tournament. AJ's still playing the tournament, so Barry is going to hang around. I would say it's a 50% chance you don't even hear AJ today because he's got to leave at 6.
Oh, yeah?
Because, yeah, he's got his guy fighting tonight that he's been
coaching.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so he's bailing at 6. So,
wow.
Jermaine Every is going to come join me at 6 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
I've got that set up.
Okay.
So I figure if we can get to 5:30, I'll be fine because we should have RJ Bell at 5:30.
And he'll just do a couple segments.
Yeah, he and I always.
You're going to send me out into the teeth of the traffic. I see how it is.
Well, if you want to stay till 6, you can.
Just use me and discard me like some cheap radio whore. I get it.
Hua.
You see how I,
Hua.
Yeah, like that? Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, hey.
It's all right. That's what I'm here for.
I appreciate you stepping in. And a lot of people are asking why I didn't play. And we were talking about this a little bit on your show. Lance is playing. AJ's playing. If all three of us are playing, odds are, because the thing starts at noon, but you're looking at 5:30, 5:45 if you go to the end, minimum. And usually all three of us are still playing. So one of two things would happen. Either all three of us are playing, and you guys have to do like 2.5 hours.
It'd be a marathon,
right? Which I, you know,
usual suspects.
The only person at the station that can do that is Patrick Creighton.
Oh,
like
gosh.
He could do 17 hours and it's and yell the whole time. Are you worried about the Astros? Do that for 17 hours? I can't do that. I'm barely able to do 3, so I wouldn't ask you guys to do that. So we're supposed to take turns, but AJ's always more fired up to play than I am. So I said, go ahead, and he's doing great. Lance is doing great. So odds are we're not going to see either one of them. And what would have happened is I would have started panicking.
About the show?
Yeah, and just throwing chips away.
Really?
Yeah, because that's inevitably what would have happened.
Well, at least your priorities are straight, even though Mr. Hoffman's seem to be skewed slightly.
No, he's fine. He's doing something.
Don't take this from me, Fred. I need to make fun of him.
I know you do, but he's taking care of a sponsor. And a very important sponsor by playing in the tournament and being a bounty. So that's part of the show. Totally fine with it.
Now you've made it
a little
okay.
Jealous.
Yeah.
A little jealous because I would have liked to play too, but.
Now you've made it okay.
I'm rooting for him. I'll get a little percentage of the action.
Well, he promised me a cut, so I better get something. I don't know what. He might give me $1.
Yeah, we kind of have a standard deal. Like if he does something like this and I cover the show, I get a chunk. If I do it, he gets a chunk. Whenever we play in Vegas, we take a piece of each other's action. Works out really well.
What's the most you've made covering for him? And then I'll ask in reverse. What's the most he's made?
I think the most in a single tournament is probably around $1,000. I mean,
that you've made off of him, or he made off of you?
No, we've made off each other. Like we've won $1,000 tournaments, you get $100 or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Plus, we pay back the entry fees.
Right.
So it's not a lot, but we play a lot of tournaments in Vegas. That'll add up after
three
or four.
Sure.
You know, and usually one of us cashes, so just nobody. We never really lose much money while we're out there. Of course, then we get stupid and, you know, it winds up being, okay, he goes and plays blackjack. I go sit in the race book.
You lose whatever you want.
Back to the ATM.
Yeah.
No, but I'm excited about this next trip to Vegas because we're staying at New York for the first time, but it's close to Aria, which has some really good poker tournaments. So,
nice.
Looking forward to going over there and playing.
And when is that trip?
That is, I think we fly out September 12th for the
fight. Yeah.
And I'm coming back early Sunday. Like, I have a 5 a.m. flight, so that's going to be real fun.
Oh, God.
That's a stay up all night.
I was going to say, that's not a go to sleep flight.
No.
In Vegas?
No. Well, but think of it. It's really 7 o'clock here.
I'm
up at 5:30 every morning.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you up? Are you up until 4:30 every morning and playing poker and gambling?
Sometimes.
Are you?
No. I.
You are a degenerate.
Well, Vegas, I can't sleep. It doesn't matter.
No.
I mean, the only way I'm going to sleep is if I've had like 57 drinks and somehow mixed it.
Is that the limit?
Well, I take it back. Now that they have legal weed there, I can get some sleep because I'll have a couple of cookies on top of the drinks, and all of a sudden it's like.
By the way, I don't know if it was just me in the one time, but when I was in L.A. last week, towards the end of the week, I was like, you know, I'm here. I should partake.
Yeah.
And there was a comic sitting at the table, and she was like, oh, I have these gummies if you want one. And I ate one. Nothing. Not a thing. Is it because the legal stuff is so – because I don't know enough about it.
Well, it depends on what you get because – for me, if it's gummies, it's got to be like I've got to have 3 or 4 of those.
Okay.
But what inevitably happens is 9 times out of 10, you'll have 2 or 3, and you're like, I'm not feeling anything. I better eat some more.
Yeah.
And because edibles have a delayed reaction.
Sure.
But, yeah, one gummy's probably not going to do much
for you. I never felt anything.
I mean, it depends on what you get now because there's some really quality stuff out there. where one gummy will do you just fine.
Okay.
But yeah.
And it was those little, like, it was small cube.
No, you need more than that.
It wasn't like a full gummy bear. It was just a little tiny cube.
Yeah, one gummy is, that's, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. Admittedly, I have a pretty high tolerance. So.
I don't.
So whose is this? Did Joel leave that?
I think this is part of the setup
part of the
setup
poker
here.
Thing?
Yeah, that's not okay. No, that's not Joel.
I noticed that screen.
Are you kidding me? Joel, when you talk about using a tablet, it's a stone tablet with Joel. He's literally technology challenged to the nth degree. So, and he's driving home right now banging on his steering wheel because I'm talking crap about him and his technology.
Oh, man. That screen's not cracked, though, so there's that.
Oh, I hate you so much, Fred. Oh, my God, I hate you. I am so upset about this. You have
no idea. Trust me. I mean, I've been there. So.
Now, I was thinking, how could this have happened? Here's one thought, okay?
Okay.
So, when I'm flying back from L.A., I'm at the airport, and I'm waiting to board the plane. And in LAX, they have charging stations. And so, I plugged my phone into the charging station, and I'm sitting in a chair watching it, of course. And some lady with horrible 1980s hair and mom jeans goes over to the charging station, plugs her phone in, and as she walks away, she pulls my phone off the charging station, and it hits the tile. So I immediately jump up and go, what the? And I curse, and her husband's like, hey, and I'm like, no, you need to sit down. And I was like, ma'am, what the hell did you just do? But I picked up my phone, and I looked at it, nothing.
But it might have got just enough of a chip that. You know, it's like your windshield. It's going to grow.
The only thing I could think is that might have been it, but that was.
Oh, we're blaming that bitch.
I was going to say.
Absolutely, we're blaming that bitch.
But I feel like it was either you or Joel that exacerbated the situation. Joel probably did it on purpose. You would have been an accident.
No,
and maybe not even known it.
No, like,
did you throw your bag
the only
on
reason,
it?
No, because my bag was over there because
damn it.
When I sat down, I saw your phone.
Yeah.
And even this bag is
– Yeah, that's not doing anything.
I mean, unless it caught one of the
zippers.
The zippers,
yeah.
But
– Oh, that just makes me so mad.
Nope, it was that woman. In fact, we should track her down and kill her.
Well, she wouldn't be hard to find. She's the last remaining woman in America wearing mom jeans and Farrah Fawcett hair. Do you remember Farrah Fawcett?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had that
Did
poster.
You have the poster? She had that haircut.
Yeah.
Not those breasts, but that haircut for sure.
Yeah, that poster took me a long way as my youth.
Yeah.
That's where I was introduced to that.
Could you imagine if there was some way to keep track of how many dudes
pleasured themselves?
Yes, to that poster. That might have
in the millions.
Oh,
in the millions,
easily. The number, yeah. And don't even get me started on the number of times.
Oh,
that would be, yeah.
But there was that poster.
Different.
There was Cheryl Teagues.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you're not wandering over here because you're out.
Oh. Oh, now he's just bragging. Yeah. Now he's just.
Yeah, you've got Tri-Eagle at 441, Gulf Gate at 511, and Carbach at 527. You can handle that.
Yeah. If you guys didn't hear, AJ said he thinks he's
now,
the big stuff.
When you're on break, if you're on break, come do one of them. We'll move them around.
Yeah.
See? That's how you do this.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. No.
No, it's awkward.
2 minutes and 53 seconds. Oh, it is a 10-minute break.
Oh,
so,
it
yeah.
Sure is.
So just come over here and do the three Eagles when he gets back.
The three what? Yeah.
Yeah. Just let him know to do that. And that'll take care of that one.
Were you here when I told him about the guy that I was in the restroom and some guy came out of the boo-boo room, didn't wash his hands, and just left?
Oh, man.
And it was at AJ's table. And then I look up and AJ's at the hand sanitizer station every 5 seconds.
We'll just organize this for you. You can do Tri-Eagle as we go to break.
Oh, is this on? I'm surprised the
he's not been over here all day.
The professional engineer was here.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
How's your chip stack looking?
I think I'm the big stack.
Really?
I've had quads. I had quads twice.
Nice.
In a 20 to 30 minute span.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
And you got paid off both times?
I got paid off once. Got paid off once. But cool. I got paid off about 65K on that once.
Nice.
So that was
dude.
That was good.
Ticket down.
You are killing it.
Average stack is 80K right now, and I'm probably at about 260, 270.
Nice.
You win from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't do anything stupid.
I played with him enough. He wins from here.
We're down to two tables. So.
Don't do anything stupid.
He won't.
Yeah. Now it's just, I'm at a point where I can, like, a lot of these people are playing hands because they have
They're
to.
Chasing.
I don't have to play a hand. So if I don't have a good card,
yeah,
I can
so if you're involved,
away.
You've got something good. So
yeah. Are you guys going to break
good.
Now?
Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to go to break. Fix my phone. This is great.
Whenever you're ready, we'll go to break.
You want to hear about Tri-Eagle?
I want to hear all about Tri-Eagle.
Hey man, I wish I was doing the show with you guys. I love doing the show, but I love saving money. I'm trying to pay my light bill, but my light bill is always light. You know why? Tri-Eagle Energy. They don't rip me off like some of these other bum companies do. You'll hear about these energy companies, and they'll say, oh, they got a great offer for you. They're going to give you the free days or free weekends or a gift card for signing up. And then you say, oh, man, that sounds good because you're a sucker. Turns out down the road, you're paying additional fees on your bill. Or you're getting hit with some extra charges or a higher rate than you signed up for. That's garbage, man. Tri-Eagle Energy, they keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064. Isn't it that's hard to change? Another clever word sets off an unsuspecting herd. And as you step back in the line, a mob trips through their feet. Now dance! This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. All right, guys, let me tell you about Carboctoberfest. That's right. Summer's coming to an end, and, you know, it's going to I hope and pray that it's going to cool down at some point. And it's going to be time to get outdoors and drink some beer, and Carboctoberfest, the perfect time to start doing that. 3 weekends of music starting September 20th, running through October 6th. And every weekend they've got 3 bands or more playing. The Mr. Wives are going to headline weekend 1. Tony headlining weekend 2. And Jack Ingram, Bruce Robinson, John Bauman playing on October 6th. They're going to have fireworks that night. All week long, or all Carboctoberfest long, they're going to have special food items in the kitchen or there in the restaurant. You're going to have all the brats and the mustard and the pretzels and all the German things. You're going to eat them all. They've got Oompa bands, face painting for the kids, Stein hoisting competitions, and Carboctoberfest. So if you could bring the dogs out as well. It's going to be a great time out there in the beer garden. It's Thursday through Saturday. September 20th is when it kicks off. And when you're out and about this weekend, ask your bartender, please, make it a Carboc.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Prime Social on Westheimer. Can't miss it. And A.J. Hoffman has a minute and 13 left on his break. And
what are you guys talking about today? Sports?
We were just
stuff?
And stuff like that.
Mostly stuff. We were talking about you guys playing poker. We were talking about Barry in L.A. and his phone cracking. Fawcett posters.
You can't walk around L.A. with a cracked phone either. You look like a poor.
Apparently a fat woman in L.A. broke it.
She pulled it off the charging station. Yeah. But it wasn't cracked now. Either Fred or Joel. Sorry, I confuse you and Joel a lot. That happened.
Nobody cracked it. Nobody, look neither
alike.
Of us cracked it.
You guys look alike. But it was either Joel or Fred that cracked it. It's 50-50.
It's funny how Barry's L.A. fat girl story turns into she was pulling the phone off the charging station. And it's not she was riding me like.
Yeah.
No. No way. No,
yep,
no,
riding
no.
Him like American Pharaoh.
That's right.
Yep.
And I left it in my pocket.
Barry did the whole, I'm a movie producer. And,
why don't you have a seat on this couch?
I produce our great big fat pornos. And
BBW?
Yeah.
Why don't you have a seat on this couch?
I've got one called Buffalo Built.
Yeah.
So, get back and play, man. Go win, dude.
The sequel, Buffalo Hunting. Yes. All right. I'll be back, guys.
All right. AJ Hoffman stole
good
the tournament.
Times.
So hopefully Barry can get me through to 5:30.
I got you.
It'll be me and RJ. It'll be kind of a team effort today. And then Jermaine will come in for the save. Hopefully he will do better than typical Astros closers. JD
boy
tweeted out Adrian Barbeau, said this poster helped me along when I was a youngster. She was another one, mainly from the movies, because she always did movies where
her breasts were pointing out and they were trying to show nips.
I don't remember
every
her.
Movie.
What movies was she in that I would know?
Was it Tales from the Crypt or was it Creepshow? It was one of those two.
Oh, see, I didn't watch either of them.
Yeah, well, see, I can't remember which one it was because I'm an old. But she was in a bunch of movies where she basically just played this. Oh, I think Back to School, she played the wife of.
Okay.
Yeah, in the beginning. And she was kind of old by then.
Yeah.
But she was that.
She was known for having her cleavage out.
Oh, yeah.
Very Lonnie Anderson style.
Yeah, so that my
or the lady from Police Academy.
Yeah, yeah. So mine was with Farrah Fawcett, Cheryl Teague's poster. And from film, it was Adrienne Barbeau. And who was the other one? There's one other one that used to. Totally.
Heather Locklear?
She was a little after my time.
She was, okay.
Yeah.
She was more my generation.
My first one when I was really young was Barbarella.
Who?
It was Jane Fonda as Barbarella, but she looked really hot as Barbarella.
I'm going to have to Google
She went downhill.
That. Okay.
Yeah, Google Barbarella when you get a chance.
All right.
Because it was space, and it was, you know, I'm into that.
Yeah, you are into the alien robot sex thing.
Well, not necessarily robots, just hot alien women. What's wrong with that?
I mean, I guess nothing.
No, you know, if they're attractive. Just saying.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see it. What year was this, Fred?
This was like in the 60s. Because like when I first saw it, I was like 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, okay. And then, do you know I remember watching Young Lady Chatterley on Showtime when I was like 6 years old and thought, this is the best thing I've ever seen. My first nude scene ever was Stripes. That's the first time I ever saw boobs. That was the first time ever.
You know what the first time I ever saw them? National Geographic. I'm in the library.
And you're like, I'm gay. This is not for me. Oh.
No. I was
really?
Like, dude.
That's when you're.
I'm all about this.
I'm moving to the Amazon. Yeah. The first time I ever saw it was Stripes. And then I got to, I found out that there was, those shows would come on late at night on Showtime. And so my dad would get drunk and fall asleep on the couch. And then I would sneak and watch Young Lady Chatterley's Lover or Lady Chatterley in France or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, we didn't have cable until I was a senior in high school.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
We were actually one of the first families in Lamarck to get cable.
Really?
Believe it or not. I was 83, my senior year of high school.
That was back in the day.
And that's when I discovered Skinamax.
Yeah, and that was back in the day when it had the rotary numbers, right? Where you had to – do you remember that? The cable box was – a big rotary dial from 1 to 99.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would have to spin it manually.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we're old. Jeez.
But that was when my first introduction to Skinamax. I think it was Shannon Tweed was the big star of Skinamax
at the
time.
Oh, indeed, yes.
But I could be. It might have been a little later.
Midnight Eyes. It was always some corny, you know, Busty Cops 9 or something like that.
Ah, but he mentions Adrienne Barbeau was in Cannonball Run. That's the one that would.
Oh, I do.
Because she was wearing one of those tight-ass suits.
I remember watching that in the theaters thinking, is my penis supposed to be doing this? That was a provocative movie for a young lad.
Yeah.
Very much so.
But somebody mentioned Bo Derek earlier. She was probably a little bit after my time, too.
Okay.
Because, you know, that era where I was in, it's like, I have to say, I'm really disappointed I didn't grow up in the internet age because it would have...
Oh, dude.
Because those posters didn't last very long. Especially if you got, you know, if they got, oh, I don't know, stained.
Wow. You got to.
Just think about it. We live in a very humid environment, right?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it would get stuff on it. Yeah.
I need another poster. That's like the 9th one this year, Freddie. What is going? It's humid in my room.
Exactly.
Also, you're out of lotion.
Just buy an extra towel.
Yeah. Fred, could you just use a sock like every other kid?
I could see that discussion happening. Halle Berry and Swordfish was my first time to fall for a celeb, and coincidentally was my first time seeing boobs, I think.
Really?
That's a very common one from 281. Halle Berry and Swordfish, when she's just lying there, and you're like, my Tebow.
Because that was one of those ones where you always wanted. She was the hottest, you know, hottest celebrity in Hollywood. And it wasn't like I remember, like, Pam Anderson, and she was at one time, she was it for me. Like, I was like, oh, yeah. But she had no problem showing you her goods. But Halle Berry was, like, untouchable. Like, you never got to see her. You didn't think you would. And then when you finally did, you were like, oh, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah, I. What's funny though is like, not her in particular, but there have been some reasonably famous women that you see. I see them on TV, and you know when they show just a little bit, you're like, oh my god. Then you meet them in person, and you're like so disappointed.
Pam Anderson. Yeah. A lot of people said Pam Anderson in person, like face not that great, smells like a foot, like just ugh.
I can't remember her name. It'll pop into my head at some point, but. She was on Northern Exposure, and she dated Troy Aikman for a while. And she was really, really hot. And it showed up at the racetrack one time, and it was in one of the suites. And I met her, and I was thinking, man, I can't tell you how many – to myself, I'm thinking, can't tell you how many times I've – and I kind of started looking at it. No, not so good.
I take it all back.
Yeah. I can't –
a lot of wasted time.
You can't put that horse back in the barn, but – you're damn just, sure going to try.
You realize just how much time you've wasted now. You're like, damn, that's
Oh, God.
That's good times right there.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Have y'all not said Eva Longoria in Training Day? I don't really remember her in that because I just remember.
She was naked, including down south on the bed. When Denzel walks in, he walks into the barges into the room, and she's bucket naked on the bed.
Huh.
Yeah, that's a good one. You got to go back and watch that again.
I don't, because all I really remember about that film was Denzel was so good in it. And,
at the very end.
Yeah.
I'm King Kong. Yeah. Or King Kong, and I got nothing on me. I used to think Eva Mendez was really, really hot until I saw the picture of her sucking her own toe.
Yeah,
and then I was out.
That was a killer. When I found out she chews her toenails,
I'm what? Like,
okay, admire the flexibility. Disgusted by it because my hatred of feet is a well-known fact. So
that's one of those why.
So I don't care. She could be a 20. It ain't happening.
I didn't realize she chewed her toenails. Yeah. I know that she did some weird photo shoot.
Well, like some people chew their fingernails. She chews her toenails.
That's beyond.
So she.
That's weird.
She's had toenail in her mouth. Her own toenail.
Oh, you just meet her. It's like, nice to meet you, Seth. Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah.
What?
Can I have a kiss? Oh, what's this?
I'm definitely not eating anything from her house. That is nope. I'm out. No. She brings something to the potluck. I'm nope.
All right. None of this was on show prep today, which I haven't even shared with you yet. that's
not just, surprising.
That's how it is. We're out here at Prime Social, guys, and while the tournament is still going on, there's a lot of good cash games. And, man, they have such a good variety, and there's some thick tables with some nice stacks. They have 1-3 no limit. They got Pot Limit Omaha going on. I mean, this is a really, really nice place. This is probably my favorite place that I've been to yet. And the staff here knows what they're doing. The people here are really, really good. They got great dealers. And come on out, man. It's like get your membership. That's one of the things that I had – you forget the stuff you have to replace when your wallet gets lifted, right?
Yep.
As soon as I walked in, it's like, oh, damn, I need a new membership card.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's all this little stuff. But I have my new membership card, so.
Good.
I'm trying. Part of me is hoping. Like, the wife has these work friends she goes out with sometimes on Fridays, and they tend to start getting really lit. And I'm kind of hoping that they decide to do that. I'm saying, you know what? I think I'm just going to hang around and play poker for a little bit if that's okay.
Yeah.
You guys have fun.
Don't rush home. Yeah, it'll be okay.
You can stay out as late as you like.
Yeah, exactly.
Go find a 2-5 game and then sit here for a while. Hey, guys, I have to tell you, earlier when Joel was here, he was asking me about, hey, what's a good place to get a mattress? So there's only one place to get a mattress. Hey, you can draw a line through all the other mattress places because Texas Mattress Makers is the best. And you know what? Even the President of the United States would come out and say, they're the best, they're tremendous, and he would be telling the truth. Because guess what? At Texas Mattress Makers, you're already saving 50% off of what you would spend in a retail store when you walk in the door because they make the mattresses right there and sell them to you. And the cool thing is, all right, so you're already saving money. You're going to get a custom-fitted mattress that works for you, and you're not going to get that somewhere else. And the best part is you're also doing business with great, great people. How about this? The Dublin and Monte Carlo queen bed sets are just $649. If you need something small for your kids, much cheaper. And they also have the great new store out in Katy. So if you don't feel like going over to the original, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. And listen, Yuval and the gang, they're the best. They are the greatest. They know everything about these mattresses. You walk in there, they're going to put you on one. You're going to save money. You're going to sleep like a champ. and you're going to say, hey, you know what? Fred was right about Yuval and these guys. They're great. And, you know, Joel, go get your mattress there. You're going to tell me the same thing. You can go to the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood or the new store in Katy. Check them out at TexasMattressMakers.com. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A.J.'s in the house, but he's over there stacking chips as we are at Prime Social. And he's playing in the tournament. So, while he gets to do that, I have to work with Barry Laminack.
You have to settle.
Yeah, I have to settle
I'm
for
sorry.
Barry Laminack.
I'm so sorry.
Follow him on Twitter, at Barry is funny. But now appreciate you stepping in, man. This
yeah.
is, we'll piece the show together. Next time we're out here, though, we're flipping the script. I'm doing the playing.
Nice. So. That's a, well, I'm not working with AJ. He's insufferable. I'm just kidding. I enjoyed working
but, you know,
with him the day.
He's fun to play with when he starts getting on a roll because he can. He's got a little a-hole in him at the table.
Really?
Yeah, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's funny because at the break you looked over and you're like, oh, yeah, he's feeling it.
Yeah,
and you could just tell by his look.
He's,
huh?
got, he's got the AJ Shark look on.
I've
seen it in Vegas many
That's
times.
That's good. I like when our ESPN folk represent at the table. Lance is still in it, too, I believe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if we took on the other two stations in a poker tournament.
It wouldn't be close.
Yeah, I think the final table would be all 97.5 guys.
I would be confident
I'd
in
be
that.
Almost, well, I mean, if it's a six-person final table.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got two guys in here now, Granato. Myself, Jong, Jerry.
Yeah.
I think you would hold your own against those guys over there.
I learned a lot in the last tournament I did.
But that's how
And your tips really helped a lot, too, because I love playing. I've just never played tournaments. I've always played Friends or
right.
whatever. So it's a completely different animal, but it was a lot of fun.
But the cool thing about it is that's how you learn. And yeah, I lost my ass for years before I started winning, but because I had to learn how to play tournaments. I had to actually experience them and see what's going on. You can read all the theory you want, but until you're in a situation where you got to make a decision for all your chips,
yeah,
and it's those are things that you have to pick up over time. And some people are just naturally skilled and can do it right away. That's why you see these 21-year-olds win monster tournaments. But you know, for me, it took a lot of losing and learning.
Yeah, so. You know what I found was one of the hard things to do is. Because you get excited, especially if you're newer or haven't played tournament play a lot, and so you're trying to be cool and even keeled, but like I could tell, like, all right, I'm not breathing right now. I have this great hand, and I'm not breathing, and so you know you're giving yourself away, and then you start to panic. You're just like, oh my god, everybody knows I've got
and the one thing about tournaments is. There's going to be times when you're winning hands and stacking chips and feeling good about yourself, and there's times when you're going to lose a couple and you look down and panic time. And the one thing that I've gotten really good at is none of that affects me anymore.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to go through that, and as long as I just stay patient and pick my spots and make the right moves, I'm going to be fine. And I'll lose if I get unlucky because that's going to happen. If I have kings and run into aces, oh well. But for the most part, you know, I've learned how to deal with the ups and downs of a tournament and just sit back and let them happen and play the way you play. And, you know, you figure out from there the table. If I have a really aggressive table, I'll tighten up and wait for my chances. If I have a bunch of guys who are sitting there folding every hand, I'm going to be firing at every hand and collecting chips. It just, you know, there's different strategies to every different tournament. But the cool thing is once you played a few, you learn these things. And
it's funny because I had heard – from folks like you and AJ and others that we would talk about tournaments and stuff, and you hear about the nuance that takes place at the table too, because you're going to play against guys that are in the scene that are
yeah.
you know that play. This is all they do, and they'll let you know that there are certain things they'll do. Like I was sitting
they're,
next
yeah,
to this,
they're trying to intimidate you.
Yeah, I was sitting next to this guy, and he pulls his wad out of cash, and it's he was doing it on purpose. He was trying to intimidate the table and show them the bankroll and this, that, and the other. And you're like, okay, I was warned of this, so I know what he's doing. But it also lets you know that, yeah, there's some dudes that are really serious, and this is what they do full time. So you have to be careful of that.
The best example of that, my first time playing the main event in 2006, I'm at a table with Chris Ferguson, Annie Duke, and a guy named Brent Carter, and Jason Lester, who's the best player at the table. But Brent Carter was this old guy, and like we're there maybe 30 minutes, and this woman comes up with this invitation and hands it to him. He goes, "Oh, what's this? Oh, it's an invitation to dinner for bracelet winners." And I mean, the whole thing. He obviously paid this woman to let. So then everybody started, "Oh, yeah, you're the one that got into it with Helmuth and all this stuff." And he just wanted to let us know he was a bracelet winner.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, "You little." I never got any hands
what
with him.
A weasel.
He wasn't very impressive as a player. But,
no.
No. But, you
that's
know,
too funny. It's as much a psychological game as it is anything, though.
Yeah. And once you realize that, and you don't let people affect you in that way, the game gets easier. It's like, to me, that's kind of when I took another step, is you can say whatever the hell you want to
right.
me. You know, it's not going to impress me. You're not going to get in my head. And the more you're doing it, the more I'm getting information on you that I'll use against you.
The big adjustment for me was the speed of the game at a tournament table as opposed to just, when you play other places.
Right.
When I sat down at that tournament table and we started playing, the speed of the game is definitely different. You can tell it's a different level when you're playing with nothing but guys that have played a bunch of tournaments and know what they're doing. And it took about four or five hands for me to just get adjusted to that.
Well, and the other thing that's different about it is, depending on the tournament, like this one, you've got to make some moves reasonably soon because the blinds move so fast.
Yeah.
In a longer tournament like you were playing in, you can afford to be more patient and pick your spots, and you just need to, honestly, when I play really big tournaments, it's been a while since I've done it. If I play more than a hand an hour, I'm probably playing too much.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, besides dealing with the blinds.
Yeah.
And you're basically just waiting for an opportunity to get a bunch of chips. And you might play three or four hands in a day. And let's say you play four, you get two big wins, a solid win, and you lose one. Then you're going to be up in your chips, and you just keep rolling.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a much different game. And, what's funny, though, is I was saying this on your guys' show, there are a lot better players in Houston than there are in Vegas.
That surprises me.
And I'll tell you, especially in a room like this, because a lot of the people that play here all the time. Guys in Vegas are playing, there are some pros that go and play at Aria and places like that, but for the most part, it's tourists, and it's people who are just, like, they jump in the tournament because they want to play, because they play at home. And so, you can wait those guys out. But here you've got, I mean, there's some legitimate players in this city, and I guarantee you walk around this room, there's a lot of people that are way better at cash games than I am, or way better at Omaha. Well, that's a whole building is better than Omaha. And there's better tournament players in this room, and no doubt in my mind.
That's wild to me. Now, have you played in a lot of other cities, like a lot of other?
Yeah, I have. There was a time I was.
Are there other good poker cities?
Obviously, Vegas is where everybody goes, but
yeah.
L.A. has a great poker scene.
Okay.
And not just the Commerce, but when Hollywood Park was open, that was where I had this friend who we called the Golden Boy, who went like 11 straight months playing 10-20 cash without a losing month.
Wow.
I mean, it was just amazing. And then he would lose every single dollar betting college basketball. It was like we'd be at the track. It's like, how'd you do last night, Golden Boy? He goes, made about 15 large. And then I look at his little bet slip, and he starts calling his bookie, and he's betting $15,000. Lost every. I mean, you have to have a little disease to be great at it like that.
Yeah,
but that was always it was frustrating, and there were times he was so bad that we would try to take it away. I said, "Dude,
really?
Just pass tonight." I mean, 15 college basketball games. How do you find that many on a Friday night? There's not that many. So, yeah. So I mean, it is.
It's a disease.
It can be.
Yeah.
It very much can be, and that's something I always try to tell people. Hey, if you're not gambling, don't start. But if you want to learn, make sure you learn how to do it first and learn from as many people as you can. And, I still, to this day, I probably study poker more than I study anything. I read a lot of articles online now. I'm working on I really love reading about theory about how to play certain hands in certain positions. And, I'm playing less, but I feel like it's one of those things I've kind of stepped back for a little bit, and now I'm ready to dive back in.
Well, I know you had warned me because I approached you last year about betting and gambling and told you I wanted to do it. And your exact words to me were what you just said. If you've not done it until now, don't do it. So I wanted you to know that I completely ignored you. And this year, I'm going to be betting on some football. I'm going to be signing up with my bookie, so I'm going to be excited. I know I shouldn't, but I'm pumped about this.
Well, I'll tell you what. What I will tell people is, if you feel the need to actually do this, there's a great audiobook called
An
Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz Style. You can find it all over any of our Gal Media pages. Go check it out on podcastarena.com. Listen to that, and at least, you know, listen, if you're going to play a lot, winning isn't really realistic. You want to mitigate your losses so that it's fun.
Yes.
So that's the same as you
what
have
a, say 53% of the time and you're doing well.
But for entertainment purposes, let's say if you're going to spend $200 a month going to the movies and say, all right, I'm going to use that $200 a month for gambling.
Yep.
If you have a good month, go to some more movies. And then, you know, I always tell people, like, I work with a strict bankroll monthly. And at the end of the month, whatever I have won, half of it goes back in, half of it goes into savings.
Nice.
And, you know, this year hasn't been the best, but we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, you win some, lose some.
On ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Really?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and I feel shocked, Cotton.
Hi, guys.
You're not supposed to be sitting here.
What are you doing?
You're still supposed to be over at that table. Lance Zierlein's still alive
over
there.
Lance outlasted me. And my stack was about three times Lance's.
And I could see his ball spot from here. It's bigger than mine.
Oh, wow.
So, well, we were talking about what happened. That's just nothing you can do there. That's unfortunate.
I feel like, you know, I played my best and I got beat.
Basically, I sat here and I'm not getting any money out of this.
Right. You can leave now if you want.
This is crap, Hoffman. What happened?
And there's 10 at the final table. Of course, I go out 11. And I guarantee you what they're doing right now is divvying it up to chop. That's what they're doing.
Really?
All I had to do was just sit there.
Yeah.
But I also was like, I basically got a hand and said, you know what? If I win this hand, I win the tournament.
Yeah.
And I didn't win the hand.
I just don't see any way you could have got away from that in that situation.
I don't think anybody was going to fold it. I think even for me to fold, it would have been tough. Guy had aces, and sometimes that's hard to beat. He had queens the hand before, and he damn near doubled up, and he overtook me as chip leader with the hand right before he knocked me out. He's going to win the tournament, or he's going to get the most chips when they divvy it up by far.
Well,
I mean, he has the two biggest stacks combined.
Wow.
So if you win that, I honestly, telling us what happened, that's just bad luck. There's no way you're getting away from that in that situation. Five-handed, you're not folding ace-king.
No.
To one other race. I mean, that's just – I couldn't do it.
Oh, wow.
Unless you're just trying to limp your way to the money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reason to do it. But what do we do on this show, AJ?
We go for the gusto.
We play to win.
Yeah.
I mean, we ain't playing for
that's
just
what you did.
I looked up there. I was like, man, 27.80 for first place. That's not a bad day.
Right?
Not a bad day.
Really, top three payoffs here are really good.
Yeah.
So
second is 19, 15, third, 14, 35.
Divvying it up 10 ways, my guess is first place probably. He made over $2,000 for sure.
Yeah.
Even with a 10-way chop.
It looks like they've chopped because earlier.
Because the clock stopped.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
That's too bad.
Always next time.
That's too bad. But you know what?
I know you guys were missing me anyway.
I think the people would have liked to have had you on for a little bit today. So I had predicted we wouldn't hear from you other than your live reads.
That would have been nice.
Although if you got to this point and chopped, you would have still said, I am taking the most.
Yeah.
With those chips. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And frankly, I wouldn't blame you if you said, nope, let's play it out until some of these guys get knocked out.
Yeah. Well, you know me. I think it'd be different here.
Yeah. For a lot of reasons.
Because, you know, a lot of these people are listeners. You know, when we're in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. It's
like, if I've got a big stack at the end and everybody's like, you guys want to chop? I just say, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to take your money, bro. But
does that happen a lot where somebody will say no? They don't. Are people usually
almost always in Vegas? You get down to the final table, people start talking about it. Like as soon as you get to the final table, people start talking about.
Is it usually the ones that are least confident and that they would be able to win the table?
I assume so.
Not always.
And usually, I mean, they do it where it's like a you get a percentage based on your percentage of chips.
Oh, the chips, right?
So, I mean, it's fair. Like if you want to get out at that time, but I always feel like I can win more.
Yeah.
You know, but there's people, and I understand there's people who are barely hanging on, and they want to at least make their money back. I'm just not that dude. I'd rather.
So here you would, you say? Vegas.
Here I think I would. Yeah. I would chop because.
Yeah.
Well, A, I mean, now I can get back to work.
Right.
And B, like I said, it's our listeners. You don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You say, no, I don't want to chop, and then you knock a listener out, and now that listener's like, dude.
I'm going to 610.
You're screw a douche. You. Yeah. You just cost me $120
yeah.
or 240 if people bought in again. And we had like some 23 rebuys, 18 add-ons.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was a healthy pot today. Almost $9,000.
Mm. Mm. It's 5K, 5K guaranteed, and they almost doubled it.
Yep.
So, cool place to come out and play. And somebody's asking where's a good place for beginners. Man, come out and play the small stakes. They have smaller tournaments. On the weekends.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just a really nice quality poker room, and they do a good job here, man. So
it's like anything. You've got to play. You can't just say, you can play online to get used to the game, but it's completely different when you sit at that table and there are people around you and you're having to read them and they're reading you. And not just by how you play, but your body language
really,
and everything else.
And don't play free bar poker. That's not good training.
You'll never learn from that.
No.
But really tense moment today when I was holding 10-10 and guy had bet out beforehand, and I called. It was a pretty healthy pre-flop bet, and the flop came queen 10-10. And I mean, it was literally about 3 minutes. This guy was, like, playing with his chips, and he was asking how much the bounty chip was worth. I was like, this guy's, like, he's trying to mind bleep me. Because nothing for 3 minutes. And I'm like, I said, I mean, if you want, you can just bet a little bit or you can check. Like, I was kind of a smartass at that point. And he was like, dude, I checked 3 minutes ago. I checked after the flop. Literally nobody at the table saw him check. So now I'm like the a-hole who's been, like, waiting on this dude. And at one point, he pushed all his chips right up to the line.
Yeah.
And then got on his phone.
And you're like, what a
I was like, what the hell is going on here, man? What kind of game are you trying to run? And then, of course, I bet, like, the minimum, and he folds. And I was like, kid, look. Like, my heart was pounding, you know? I'm thinking this guy's, like, about to try to get my $100 bounty, and there's 0% chance of him winning. And it was a little tense. It was a little tense.
That is too funny.
Yeah. And then of course I show him the quad tens, and now I'm like double a hole because I played so slow, having like stone cold nuts.
Well, it's funny when he got on the phone. I would have asked, hey, was there some action I missed here?
Yeah. Well.
I mean, I would have probably been a jerk about it, but I would have asked.
Yeah, I'm curious what Lance got.
Guys, if you get a chance, check out sportsmap.com. Lots of great stuff on there today. Patrick Creighton had some breaking news on George Springer's injury being worse than reported.
Well, citing unnamed sources, huh?
Yep.
Well, I hope he's right.
No, you hope he's wrong.
Kind of do.
Yeah.
I hope he is right. Well, I mean, I hope he's wrong for Astros' sake, but yeah. I mean, for
I'm pretty sure
sports credibility's sake, yeah. I hope he's right.
Ugh. Yeah, well, I'm going out on a limb trusting him on this, so we'll see. But
his source, Juggalo Trey.
Yeah.
I swear.
So much worse.
Guys, I'm telling you now, George Springer, I thought him, and his wrist looked.
I went like
tough.
This. I gave him a thumbs up, and he didn't.
It was probably Joel Blank was his source because he was like, I saw George Springer fall down and break his wrist last night. Just thinking that it was Tyrod Taylor. He thought that was George Springer because he thinks all black guys are the same.
He's an athletic center fielder.
Yeah, he's like, that guy he looks like an athlete. I mean, his wrist injury looked really bad. Joel, right. That guy plays football. Football, baseball, they were all black guys, right?
Stop. Speaking of Joel, two videos on the site today as well. And I tried something different. I did my picks and plays for the Travers tomorrow at Saratoga. Did it as a video, so nice. Go check it out.
The more I think about it, I should have just folded.
Why?
Because
well, I didn't realize you were
one away from the money.
You're one from the money, and that's the one guy that can knock you out? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
Sad. Pathetic.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was the money bubble.
Strategically, looking back, it's not the best move. But I felt like if I won that hand, I was going to win the whole tournament.
Well, I don't fault that, but I'm also, man, because, I mean, he could have turned over ace-nine again, and you got him
Yeah,
buried.
And he'd flipped ace-nine and ace-seven for all his chips before, and I was
really?
Like, man, this guy's just really loose. But, you know, but that time, sometimes it just
gets
handed to him.
You know, I'd have to think about it a little more, but being on the money bubble, I might have tried to play it a little differently pre-flop, frankly.
Maybe so.
I might have played him a lot more passively pre-flop and then see what happens behind me and react to that.
Yeah.
Because you what, fired out for 35, right?
36.
36. And then?
So three times a blind.
Okay. And everybody folded except for him, and he shoved.
He shoved immediately.
He shoved
right
after
you. To my left.
Yeah,
then everybody folds.
That's a... Yeah, I don't know. Knowing that he fired with ace-7 and ace-9.
I'll probably text Matt tonight and ask what the move was.
Yeah.
But he'll shoot me straight.
On the money bubble, I probably would not have let – I would have probably just flatted and then see what happens. And if he shoves, you still have a tough decision, but at least I don't have 36K
in
the pot.
Yeah. That's the mistake.
All right. Quick break. Hour number two coming up. Barry, thanks so much for helping.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy the traffic.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. 5 o'clock. Really appreciate that.
We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.